Thanks for listening to Hospital Radio. We're currently supporting the NHS End PJ Paralysis campaign, and I'm joined today by two people from the NHS. They're here to give you some examples of how you, as a patient on the wards, can get a little more active and hopefully get you home a little bit quicker.
My name's Anna Harding. I'm one of the senior nurses for Emergency Division at South Warwickshire NHS Trust.
Hello, my name's Rachel Williams. I'm the Associate Director of Operations for Emergency at South Warwickshire Foundation Trust. Obviously, it's only if the patients are medically well to be able to get up, dressed and moving, and every little helps. So even they can do arm exercises whilst they're in bed. One of the big messages to get across as well is it's important to see the patients as individuals, as in hospital pyjamas or even your own pyjamas. You're seen as a patient, you're not seen as a person. And that's certainly something that's come across at our hospital, saying that the patients feel more like an individual. You can also spend that time getting to know the patient and getting those really important bits of information that perhaps somebody wouldn't have the time to be able to sit and chat and share that with them. So it really does help their medical care going forward.
I'll ask the same question to both of you. For the patients listening on the wards now, how can they get a little bit more active without exerting themselves too much?
So I would probably say the good thing is to talk to their relatives and ask them to bring their day clothes in and ask them to bring footwear in so they can actually start to walk around the wards.
Because originally there was a policy that people weren't meant to bring clothes in. That's now sort of flipping a bit, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I suppose really it's about having one outfit and then being able to change that and get the relatives to take it home and bring fresh clothes in for them. It's important that they've got really good footwear because we don't want to encourage slips or falls. So it's having not those slippy slippers that you all wear at home. It's having decent footwear to be able to get that moving going.
Getting up around the bed space and just pottering around the bed with the stability of the furniture, and also engaging in physiotherapy and any aids that may be required. Even standing up out of your chair to relieve your pressure areas, just get moving, good for your lungs and your respiratory system, and marching on the spot is great for circulation.
Thanks to Rachel and Anna from the NHS, and to you for tuning in to us here on Hospital Radio.